It's going to take the Navy just a few more months to award its littoral combat ship contract. That contract is worth $5 billion and was expected to be awarded this summer. Roxana Tiron is a defense reporter for The Hill newspaper. She's been following the story and joins us with details and what comes next. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So why the delay? It seems like this one's been going on for years.
That's true. Well, I guess from the sound of it, the Navy's trying to be very careful in evaluating the proposals for sort of the new round of contracts for the littoral combat ship. And they're asking the two offerers basically to revise their final proposals. And so they just announced that move this week, and basically the two companies who are competing for the littoral combat ship contract have to submit their revisions in September. However, the Navy has not said when in September, but definitely it will have to be next month. So that would probably delay a decision, towards the end of the year.
This is a standard best and final BAFO situation? Best and final offer. That's what they've asked.
I guess so, because the way the Navy described it is that, and I also think that they're trying to avoid a protest in this case. You've seen with a lot of the lucrative defense contracts lately, the companies do file protests with the Government Accountability Office. So I think a lot of it is trying to cover any areas that could prompt the companies to file a protest, and I think they're just trying to be very careful about how they select this contract, which like you said, it's been going on for a long time. It's been extremely troubled. Is in the sights of lawmakers on Capitol Hill as well as Pentagon leadership.
Let's take a step back and talk about the companies. Which companies are bidding for this? What the contract is for? What we can expect coming up?
The companies bidding are basically a team led by Lockheed Martin and Marinette Marine, based in Wisconsin. So Marinette Marine is the one actually making the ship. And then you have Austal USA, based in Mobile, Alabama. It's the American unit of Australian company Austal. Initially, Austal was for the previous littoral combat ship program. Austal was partnered with General Dynamics, but the competition is structured now, General Dynamics is reserving the right to compete for a future contract on this. So it's just Austal.
Now, what will this contract be for? The first copy of the ship, or is it for several ships? What are they actually buying?
The first contract, I think it's valued around $5 billion, will be for 10 littoral combat ships and another and the combat systems for another 5. So we're talking a total of 55 ships, or at least 51, because the Navy already has a couple ships that were built by General Dynamics and Lockheed Martin previously. So we're talking more than 50 ships at least total for something that's for a contract or for business that's valued at around $28 billion over several decades.
Now, you say this has been going on for a long time. Why so long and why all the problems? What's the sticking point?
I think the sticking point was just the overall the development of the ship. It's a new type of ship. It's a much smaller ship. It's a shore hugging ship with sort of new missions. And I think the main issue was just the escalating cost for it. It more than doubled. It was supposed to be a small, cheap warship that has become unwieldy in price. And I think that's what basically made the Navy stop and say, we need to put a cap on, on the price by basically overhauling the buying strategy for this, is what they're doing.
Sorry. We're speaking with Roxana Tiron. She's a defense reporter for The Hill newspaper. Now, this one hasn't come up as much in the public discussions that Secretary Gates has been having. He's really exoriated problems with fighter programs. He canceled the F-22. He's been mad at Lockheed over the F-35 and so forth. But from your experience, has a lot of top-level, Pentagon-level attention been paid to this particular ship because of the ongoing overruns as well?
I think the money, the reason the attention is paid to this program is because both the Navy and the Pentagon really want, you know, the ship to come to life. They really want it to be part of the fleet. So I think the attention has been from the point of view, we need to have the ship. We want to have the ship, so we have to make it work. So it hasn't been sort of in the sights of, you know, Pentagon leadership to be on the cutting board or, you know, or as part of the discussion, you know, such as the alternative engine for the Joint Strike Fighter program as unnecessary. On the contrary, they consider this a necessary ship and critical to basically having a fleet of 313 ships. So by buying 55 littoral combat ships, you can boost your fleet. So I think Secretary Gates, even though earlier this year I think he spoke about perhaps, you know, scrutinizing the shipbuilding budget a lot more, not being able to invest in really expensive ships. But he made an exception with the littoral combat ship, which despite its development problems, you know, said that it's important to be built.
So what should we be looking for then in the coming weeks and months, especially with this latest delay?
Well, I think the Navy also said this week that because of, you know, the details involved, they can't really be very outspoken about this competition. But I think, I think one thing that's supposed to also happen is a high level defense acquisition, meeting on this program that was also supposed to happen. But I think it's been delayed until mid-October. Basically, you know, waiting until either late fall or even towards the end of the year for a decision. I think it's going to be quiet for the next few months. I think the Navy is going to scrutinize the latest details, and the high-level acquisition officials at the Pentagon will be meeting on this program mid-October. But other than that, I think, it'll be the suspense of waiting for a decision.